When the Siena Research Institute released its first poll on the county executive's race, the Collins campaign was harshly critical. Spokesman Stefan Mihailu characterized the poll as flawed and that it was just another media-sponsored poll that gets it wrong every time. Except that this time, Siena was right.
We put out polls regularly. When people don't like the results, they say there was a bad question, it's a bad poll.
That's Siena's Steve Greenberg, who was interviewed by Susan Arbetter on yesterday's Capitol Press Room on WBFO. Now, Siena did two polls, including one the weekend before Election Day, that found Collins and Poloncarz were tied. But it was the poll in early October showing Poloncarz gaining ground that angered the Collins campaign.
What we said was that Collins was up by 3 points, much closer than anyone had anticipated. Everyone thought Collins was going to win in a walk. We said, no, not so much, that it's a very close race. They basically made up issues to say why Siena was wrong.
One was Siena's estimate in that first poll of just how many voters in the city of Buffalo would turn out. The Collins campaign felt Siena's number was overinflated. But in the end, Greenberg said that turned out to be right, too.
In the final analysis, our first poll was closer to the actual turnout in the city of Buffalo than our second poll, the one that they really bitterly complained about. We were actually right, more right even the first time around, in terms of what the breakout was of where the electorate was coming from.
Greenberg admits they don't always get it right, but he says in the vast majority of cases they do. Besides Siena, Greenberg said Marist and Quinnipiac colleges also have polling institutes that conduct reputable surveys on voter preferences. Mark Scott, WBFO News.